T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
For this.
And now,
as men, it's only natural for us to look at naked girls.
Join us.
Are men ever going to stop going to prostitutes?
I don't understand it.
As we peer inside.
Tell the guy to work one out once in a while.
The simple male mind.
We're having sex and having a great time.
Well, duh.
I'm sorry.
That's Monday.
Yep. As much as LB wants to talk.
Lay off the ganja there, big guy.
That was a PSA from the DEA.
Was that a public service message about smoking pot at work?
I don't know why.
My
fault. Sorry.
We are going inside the warped female brain, not, as Mike Hsu indicated, by playing the wrong intro, going inside the simple male mind. We do that on Mondays. Mm-hmm. Here's a 617 text. If you're a guy or if you're a woman, and you find the way the female mind works to be confusing and crazy, you can text a question right now to Danielle, and she will allow you a rare glimpse inside that warped female brain. Here's a 617 text. I recently discovered that my girlfriend of 6 months has been keeping a list of baby names.
Okay.
We've never talked about having children. We're not married. And I feel like this is a little bit weird and maybe creepy. Do all women do this?
Oh, many women do.
They do?
Yeah, I have a list of names too.
Oh, you know you do?
Yeah.
Really?
Because you think of stuff and then you're like, oh, you know what? I really like that name. And if it's not something that you hear often, you forget it. And you're like, oh, what was that name I really liked? So you just jot it down for memory purposes.
What's on your list?
I'm not telling you.
Oh, come on.
Because I don't want anybody to steal it.
Squirrel.
Did you see it?
Owl.
Have you been in my closet?
Oh, I need your help. This is a completely different topic, but I want to create a LB-related photo collage.
Okay.
Based on a squirrel picture that was in the news yesterday.
Do
you know what I'm talking about?
All right.
So anyway, women do keep a list of baby names, and it doesn't mean that they're trying to get knocked up or trying to. They've gone off.
If she pulls the goalie, then I would be worried about her trying to get knocked up. But other than that, I'm not overly concerned about that.
Here's a 774 text. Why do women, particularly younger women in their 20s, go on an app like Tinder and then get mad if I ask them if they're down for a hookup?
Because they don't want to seem like whores.
So they're not really mad. They're just trying to act mad.
Right.
And they probably will.
They probably will hook up with you. Don't be so direct about it.
Yeah.
The thing is, you have this little subset of people who believe that Tinder is a dating app, not a hookup app. Mm-hmm. And I get it. There are 3 of you who met your fiance on Tinder. Good for you. For the rest of you, it's a hookup app.
Here's the 978 text. I'm a 26-year-old guy. What is the best way to get out of the friend zone?
Can't do it. It's impossible. Once you're in the friend zone, can't get out of it. It's a very rare, like, it's almost like a genetic mutation if you successfully got out of the friend zone. The best way to temporarily leave it is if you are able to start seeing someone else. Because once the attention is taken off the friend zone person, who's putting you in the friend zone, they get insanely jealous. Like, well, you used to pay all this attention to me. Like, well, how come you don't care what's going on in my life? Why aren't you texting me?
Yeah.
Where are you? Why aren't you going mutual friend shopping with me? What's happening?
Yeah.
And then you'll be like, oh my God, this is great. She's finally into me. And then the second you drop the other chick, gonzo.
Is the friend zone from the warped female mind perspective, is somebody immediately placed into that? Or is that something that develops over time? Like, do you guys meet a guy and think, like men do, oh, this could be a possible person that I'm going to, you know, be with or hook up or whatever? And then, or is it, you
once
know,
you realize
you know,
that they're not
do you
dateable?
Know right away, do you know right away that
almost
somebody's
right
gonna
away.
That's going to be friend zone?
Like, if you like somebody as a friend But then you know that there's you're not attracted to
there's
them.
There's no like
they don't make enough money.
First thing on the list.
Yeah, I mean any of that stuff. You put them right in the friend zone. It's just usually someone that's you know, and it's always they always give that pitying like, you're so amazing. Like I wish I could find. You know what I really need? It's just a guy that's just like you. It's like, well, how about me, Sheila?
That hurts.
Well, I don't. I mean, you're not really my type. No offense.
I think the go-to for that is you gotta be at an event with the girl, add alcohol to the situation.
Sounds a little rapey.
No. Yeah, you know, because everybody loses their inhibitions when they have a couple of cocktails. And if she still doesn't like you, then you know you're completely done.
Let's see. I dated a girl for 6 to 7 years. After buying the house she wanted, she decided to take off and go see what life is like without me. 5 months later, she showed up unannounced at one of my jobs and then at our old house a week later, only to say that she's happier without me and doesn't love me. Why would she do that?
Yeah. that's awful.
It sounds like, I don't know, it sounds like maybe that was developing for a little bit longer.
Sounds like you didn't treat her very well.
Yeah. Wow. I think maybe you were a little blind to what was going on there.
Oh, why did
thoughts
she come,
and prayers.
Why did she come back just to rub it in his face?
Because like F you, you need to know.
Oh, really?
You need to know. Yeah.
It sounds like she's trying to convince herself.
Here's a woman who wants to go inside the warped female brain.
Okay.
I'm a female who has a female coworker that I hang out with frequently.
Okay.
I have met my coworker's husband, and apparently the coworker's husband is always making comments about me and the female coworker hooking up or taking pictures together, etc. Why does my female coworker tell me that he is saying these things?
Fishing, babe. She's fishing.
She's trying to scope out if you're into it.
Yeah. Because right? if you balk. And it's like, what? That's crazy. She'd be like, I know. He's just over the top sometimes. But then if you're like, oh, really? That's kind of interesting. She'd be like, really?
Let's see. 39-year-old. This is a good one. Look at this one. 781 text. 30. Oh, well, no, that's simple male mind.
I'm sorry. That's my fault.
Do you want to do it anyway? I guess it applies to both sexes. 39-year-old woman here. I'd like to know if I'm overreacting, but I am very upset and very hurt after catching my boyfriend of 1.5 years pleasuring himself, even though I am super sexual and willing to pleasure him at any time.
Let people masturbate. My God. Jeez, let it go.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not getting sex... Then I understand being upset that someone is taking care of themselves. But if you are having sex, sometimes it's just more efficient. You've got regular use of the equipment. You know how to use it. When you try to throw someone behind the fryolator that hasn't had proper training, there's a risk of injury, and it takes a hell of a lot longer.
774 text from a woman. I have a friend who is overly flirty with my boyfriend.
Ugh,
she is usually the third wheel because her boyfriend sucks.
Mm.
Should I bring this up to her or try to stop hanging out with her when my boyfriend is around?
Next time she does something, just be like, dude, tone it down a little. Just make a thing out of it, and she'll get embarrassed, and she'll hopefully stop doing it. You know, if you're that close that she's third wheeling a lot, you can be like, come on, stop. Unnecessary.
Mm-hmm.
Put the hand up.
Do women get flirtatious with their friends? It doesn't seem like a friend thing to do. Like, you guys are so... evil to each other. Like,
yeah,
because
they
want to
sleep with the friend's boyfriend. That's why.
Because
her boyfriend sucks.
Yeah. All right.
So she's like, you know what? Every time we go out, like, I just want to tell you that, I don't know, I shouldn't even say this because, you know, your girlfriend and I are such great besties, but like, I would totally do you.
It's 8:02. We got to pause briefly for this.
The $1,000 hauler is on now at WAAF.
Here's the code word you need to text in for your chance to win.
All right, code word this hour is pig, P-I-G. Like, tell that pig to stay away from your boyfriend. Just text that code word to 72881, and you'll be entered for the chance to win $1,000 cash. Text the code word pig to 72881. Message and data rates apply, and I will have your next code word coming up at 9. 978 text as we go inside the warped female brain. What's the best way to talk to my girl about her grooming habits? We've been together for a while, and she has decided not to landscape as much as she used to. I find it to be a turnoff.
Let her know that, but gently. This is kind of like when you want to tell your girl she needs to start working out. There's no real easy way to get in. You know, grooming is a personal preference. You know, I'm sure you she appreciates when you keep the base of the tree mulched nicely. Don't let the weeds grow too high. That said, just trying to make it a little sexy, maybe. Maybe when you're in the throes of passion, you could, you know, be like, hey, you know what you should go back to doing? Shaving slash waxing slash, you know, I really enjoyed when you did that.
Yeah.
Do you think maybe you'd do that for me again?
42-year-old male here. Recently, a couple of 30-year-old bi females who I only know socially have been dragging me back to their home for drinks.
Oh, hey, Studley Wonderballs.
Nothing sexual yet, but I'm wondering what is going on here.
So, are you assuming something's going to happen because it's two bi females and you just think that for whatever, or could it just be that you have like two friends that are that enjoy hanging out with you?
The next time you go
too far into it.
The next time you go back to the house, drop your laundry. Nothing happens, you're out.
I don't know if I'd recommend that personally.
Why?
But...
Why?
Don't kill this man's hope.
Right?
Jeez.
You know, just be, you know, somebody has to set the tone. Set the tone. Drop your laundry and they sit there and pretend that you don't exist and... Yeah, you know, I wouldn't go back for cocktails.
Here's a text from a 22-year-old guy. My good friend, who's a woman, is someone I view as a really good friend. On some nights, after a few brews, I've kissed her, and it started to get hot and heavy before I stopped myself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, every time we hang out, she wants to get into my pants. What is going through her mind?
FWB, baby. Sounds like you get a nice little friends with benefits arrangement going.
Yeah.
If no, hopefully nobody catches feelings like Kiki, and you'll be fine.
My wife thinks... Oh, sorry. 978 text as we go inside the warped female brain with some help from Danielle. My wife says that she thinks her best female friend has a crush on me. I know they've had some fun in the past. Is this situation a possibility?
I'd say maybe 2 to 3%. Again, like the guy with the bi females, I think you might be looking a little too far into it. Good for you if it happens. Don't know if I'd bring it up. You know, might want to give her the little wink wink next time she does. But I don't know. Maybe she's just saying it matter of factly. The thing is tone. You have to read people's tones and facial expressions. If she's saying it with some kind of like a coy air to it, then maybe she's trying to drag her friend into a three-way with you. But if she's just being like... Oh my God, she thinks you're great. I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't start popping the Cialis.
Don't they say that if someone that's attracted to you touches you,
mm-hmm.
or like, you know, reaches out and grabs your back or arm or that means
that means threesome? No, they don't say means threesome.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
Not automatically.
It does convey interest though a lot of
yes,
times. Some
of course
people
it
are
does.
Just touchy feely though in general.
Yeah.
And you know, then when you start turning like, "Hey, well, but you've been touching me." Like, I that's not what I meant.
My wife of 9 years was nagging me about something recently and I wasn't listening. When I saw her later that day, she said, "Don't forget what we talked about." Should I just flat out ask what it was and deal with it, or should I try to beat around the bush to find out what the F we talked about? He doesn't remember what they talked about.
Yeah.
You're screwed either way, bro. So whatever you think is going to be the path of least resistance. If it were me, I would just... If you try to do the beat around the bush method and she figures it out, I feel like that's going to be worse. Back up, be a man, be like, you know what? I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to you. Bring a gift when you have this conversation and say, what exactly did you need me to do? Now, what could you explain? How do you spell the thing that you wanted me? Oh, laundry.
Here's a 781 text. Why do women hate on me for playing softball?
Because you go out and you get hammered with your idiot friends and you come home S-faced 3 hours later than you said you were going to. Next thing you know, you're out at some sushi bar having Mai Tais and you shut your phone off. And, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, Her game ran really late, and I had to drive Jim home, and I lost his keys.
That's what married guys with three kids do.
Right. I'm,
3 days a week is play softball, so you have to take care of the kids.
You know, this is the one thing I ask you for besides my fantasy football draft.
It's a league.
It's a league.
It's playoffs.
I have to be there. Sure.
It's
playoffs.
Very important. Here's a 508 text. I am wondering what percentage of girls that are very flirty are DTF. I have a lot of friends that are women, and more than half of them are very flirty.
I would err on the side of caution, my friend. I'm going 12 to 15%, maybe.
Really?
Yeah.
So there are women that are very flirty, but they're not DTF. No. They're just flirty.
DTF is next level. They may act DTF. They may even say they're DTF. But when it comes to the actual F, they're not DT.
You know what? Women love to be told they're beautiful.
Of course we do. Shower me with compliments and then don't touch me.
Right?
All right. Well, that's pretty good stuff.
Yes.
Thank you, Danielle.
Good questions, people. Thank you.
One more here, and then we'll get to Hill Mail. I'm a female, and I have a question regarding my mom. Mm. Her and my dad are looking to move south, and they have wanted to do this for a long time now. But recently, when we were just hanging out, me and her, she was making comments about how she isn't sure if she can deal with being alone with my dad. What do I say to her to reassure her or make her feel better, or what is going on in her head?
I'll tell her once they move that she could, you know, she'll probably find some friends and maybe she'd pick up a new hobby, do something that she enjoys, and she wouldn't be, you know, stuck with your dad the whole time. I think that's for people who have a busy family life and a busy household where people are always coming and going. The thought of being one-on-one alone with someone all the time is terrifying. Mm. So I would just reassure her that be like, you know what, you guys have wanted to do this for a long time. Yeah, he might drive you nuts for a little while, but go get out there and go do something. Mm. Go to the salad bar.
Pick up
join a softball league.
Yeah.
Take up golf. Atta boy, shoe.
Take up golf. All right, real quick. One more. 978 text. 30-year-old guy. Finally got to hang out with a smoke that I have known for 10 years.
Mm, nice.
And I purposely didn't make a move to make sure that the line of comfort wasn't crossed.
Oh.
Now, I haven't heard back from her in a week that I make a horrible mistake and miss my chance.
If you were looking to have sex once, maybe. If you're looking to date her, probably not. I would just reach back out casually and be like, hey, just checking in. Hope all's well.
So
don't be a pest about it. Don't be weird about it.
But do you think she wanted him to make a move? I mean,
it's so hard to tell. Honestly, you can't. You have to be. It's me too.
Yeah.
You have to be so careful. You just don't know. You mm-hmm. don't know in it. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, there are a lot of serious incidents, obviously, but there's this big gray area with all that stuff that has made courtship and showing your interest to someone almost verboten. Like, you're terrified to do it. You don't know. You're like, is she going to accuse me of something if I say she looks pretty in those pants?
Right. Am I going to end up on, like, Instagram?
Right.
You know, she's accusing me of something.
Are we going to scuttle this?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So. My friend's wife, 508 text. I keep lying about how many we're going to do. My friend's wife is constantly talking about how fat she is. We can't hang out with her without her bringing it up 3 or 4 times. Why?
A defense mechanism. You want to say the thing that you think people think about you before they have a chance to say it. So like if you have a pimple, you want to acknowledge it and be like, yeah, I'm pretty well aware that this giant thing is on my face. If you feel you have a weight problem, you're probably pretty insecure. Because I mean, this is something I've always done on the show. You know, I'm like, save your text messages. I get, she looks heavy in that picture. It's a defense mechanism. I wouldn't read too far into it. Just glaze over it. Just not with a donut.
35-year-old male here. I recently a 46-year-old female coworker found out that I am a combat veteran, and she has asked me to tell her some of my stories from my time over there. When I asked her why, she said because it's a turn-on.
Hmm.
Is this a thing, or does she have some sort of underlying agenda? And remember, they work together based on what you were previously discussing.
I think there could be a legitimate element of turn on there. Yeah. I think there's some kind, you know, combat. It's a macho thing. Like, oh, tell me what happened in the trenches, big guy. Ooh. You know.
You think she's
did you save some? Did his arm get ripped off? That's so hot.
It doesn't sound like a real turn on, but
for her it is. Yeah. Maybe she's got a weird fetish thing. I don't know. Maybe she likes, you know, body parts that are ripped off. It could be anything.
I felt really uncomfortable there.
All right.
Tell me about that time your mom put you on a bus and sent you across country, LB.
Hey, that's when you wake up handcuffed to the bed.
Right, with no clothes and no wallet.
When LB meets a woman and she wants to hear stories, it's a problem because she's already heard them 75 times on this show. He can't tell her a new, there's no new story that he hasn't told everybody.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.